This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. Today, a hearing will be held in Hampden Superior Court on the Springfield City Council's lawsuit against Mayor Dominic Sarno. The council has twice passed ordinances changing the leadership structure of the police department, only to have the mayor ignore the measure each time. As New England Public Media's Adam Frenier reports, the disagreement centers on who should control what the ACLU of Massachusetts is called one of the worst police departments in the country.
Springfield has paid out millions to settle police brutality and misconduct claims in recent years. Officers have faced criminal indictments for their actions, more than a few caught on video, and the U.S. Justice Department released a scathing report about the department's narcotics division. So, when protests for racial justice arrived in Springfield last year, activists and politicians already had one big item on their list of demands: civilian control of the police. Then City Council President Justin Hurst spoke from a parking lot where prosecutors say years before, off-duty police officers beat up four black men and on-duty officers covered it up.
It is no secret what happened to Mr. Floyd on the streets of Minneapolis came dangerously close to happening right here in this parking lot.
The protests last summer added a sense of urgency to a fight over control of the police department that goes back years. Springfield had a single commission overseeing the police until 2005, when a state-imposed control board decided a single commissioner should be in charge. Through the years, some city councilors tried to reestablish the commission, and in 2016, the council voted to do just that. Mayor Dominic Sarno vetoed the measure, saying it went against the city charter. The council overrode the veto, but the mayor didn't take any action. The same situation played out in 2018 when the council passed a similar law. And by 2020, the council had enough.
Has conferred with our legal counsel in this matter, attorneys Lesser and Alio, and concluded that necessary legal action must be taken.
That's City Councilor Jesse Letterman making a motion last September to approve legal action against the mayor. The council had taken on pro bono legal counsel earlier in 2020 to review its legal options.
The charter is clear. They can reorganize, they can abolish, they can reassign. They have broad powers with regard to the police department.
That's Tom Lesser, one of the two attorneys representing the city council. He says if Mayor Sarno thought the ordinance was against the law, he should have taken his own legal action instead of doing nothing. Lesser says Sarno's inaction left the council with no choice but to sue.
Or else any ordinance they pass in the future would be of questionable validity. The mayor could simply ignore it. That can't be right.
As for Sarno, Michael Angelini, one of the outside lawyers representing the mayor, declined comment for this story, saying it would be inappropriate before the hearing, and the mayor's spokesman did not respond to a request for comment. But back in June, when the council was considering its legal options, Sarno was asked about the situation.
It's a shame that, you know, a legislative body is going to sue another, the executive body here in the city, but that's why City Solicitor Pakula and our law department, we are following the letter of the law.
Sarno's lawyers argue the ordinance is invalid and unenforceable because it would interfere with the mayor's powers to hire and fire department heads, as spelled out in the charter. Lesser, the council's attorney, disagrees, saying the ordinance gives the mayor the power to appoint members to the commission, albeit with some restrictions. So, in this power struggle, there are two very different interpretations of the Springfield City Charter, arguments that will play out in court starting today. And local leaders elsewhere grappling with police issues should pay close attention to what happens with this case.
City Council people are receiving pressure for police reform from their constituents, and they're discovering their lack, basically, of power to institute some of these reforms.
Janice Griffith is a law professor at Suffolk University. She specializes in state and local government law and says the Springfield case could be precedent-setting.
It would be a very interesting case, and the precedent that it would establish would certainly not only resonate, I think, in Massachusetts, it might even be examined by jurisdictions in other states.
The two sides are looking for a summary judgment, which would mean a judge would render a decision in a quicker fashion than a full trial. Still, in a fight with this many years behind it, appeals to a higher state court are certainly possible. For New England Public Media, I'm Adam Freinier.